Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Kurt Wardle. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Nixon moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nipper fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Nipper. Nixon moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 0-for-1 in the game. Romine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Romine reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vukovic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roman bunts towards the mound. Wardle fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon, who is chasing the ball. Boggs reaches third base with a triple. Sullivan scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Nipper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vukovich hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner catches it and steps on first to double up Carter. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romine hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon, who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett bunts in front of the plate. Willard fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Rich Thompson now pitching. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romine strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Tony Armas now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Steve Crawford now pitching. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Glenn Hoffman now playing third base. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.